from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Once, not twice, but he went hat trick on them 3 times and set the tone. Nobody forgets. Philadelphia, I will hate them for the rest of my life. That will be my personal number one rival. The Rams, whatever. The Seahawks, whatever. The Eagles, I will hate forever, and I will root against them for the rest of my life.
X factor for the Niners this year. Who is the X factor for the Niners this year? Not the best player, not the guy who needs other careers. Who's the X factor?
X factor for the 49ers. That's a great question.
Because when I watched the Chiefs last night and they did that little end around for Xavier Worthy, I was like, oh boy, that's an X factor. Yeah. Like that, not a guy who's going to lead you in receptions.
It's a combo.
Not a guy like Tyreek Hill had 12 touchdowns as a rookie. He had 3 punt returns and a couple rushing ones. I can see Xavier Worthy being an X factor, not having 1,200 yards, but having like 800 yards and like 9 touchdowns.
I'll tell you who my X factors are. It's a combination. It's a combination sensation. Collins and Hargrave in the middle of that defense.
Okay.
Nobody's talking about these D tackles. How will they hold up? Will they be able to stay healthy? Will they be able to get after the quarterback? Will teams be able to run the ball up the middle against the 49ers this year? Those two guys, alongside Nick Bosa, because Nick Bosa, I already told you, he's the most important 49er for me this season, especially with the lack of edge depth. But those two D tackles, Kinlaw's gone, and we had Marty Lyons on yesterday, and I heard Anthony Beck actually was starting to guru this, and Kinlaw gained about 30 pounds. He's had a phenomenal camp. Okay, all right, we'll see how much. And he's going to be motivated on Monday Night Football. Collins, Hargrave are my X factors. How do they hold up in the middle of that defensive line?
Okay, so defense, I'm going to take Tig Brown. I think Tig Brown is the X factor for this team on defense because he's a guy that feels like one of those ball knack guys. He got a knack for making plays and disrupting and dislodging the ball and walking away with it. In the short period he was a starter last year, it just felt like stuff happened. He jumped passing routes. He punched balls out. You saw it in the preseason. Yeah. I'm going to take Tig Brown on defense. On offense, I'm going to take Jordan Mason. I think Jordan Mason is going to be the X factor for this 49er team. I think he brings a little different bruiser running style to the offense. I think Shanahan's going to lean into him. I think they're going to need to lean into him. I think they're going to try to put McCaffrey, you know, situationally on the sidelines. I think it's Jordan Mason for me. I'm going to go underline.
Offensively.
I really like Jordan Mason this year.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go trenches again.
Okay.
Brindle and McKivitz. How well do they hold up?
See, they're more litmus test guys. Like, if they play well, the team plays well.
Well, that's what they're X factors to me. Because you got Jets coming in with Will McDonough and Jermaine Johnson. You got all these pass rushers coming into town. How do they hold up? This offense, hell, the offensive line in general. You know, if they're playing well, Then all of a sudden, Brock Purdy's throwing for 4,000 yards.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel's going 4,000, and Kittle's going 4,000. McCaffrey's running the ball well. Jordan Mason's vulturing touchdowns at the goal line. This offensive line, it's the trenches for me, man. The trenches last night. Who controlled the trenches for the most part? It was a dogfight. Both teams didn't run the ball great. You know what I'm saying? But Chris Jones had to make plays. When he had to make plays, he was in that backfield every single play. Nnamdi and Ojabo and those guys from the Baltimore Ravens, they were putting pressure on Mahomes. And he evaded pressure at times. That's what he does. He escapes. But the trenches, man, because the trenches is what's really lost the Super Bowl. They lost in the trenches, man.
They did. We've avoided it long enough. A CMC being listed with the calf Achilles injury.
I know how you feel.
I'm petrified.
Yeah, I can tell.
Dre Greenlaw had the calf Achilles. Oh. Kevin Durant had the calf Achilles.
That's what
Achilles.
I thought of immediately, Kevin Durant.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
No, this is a concern.
This is appropriate fear.
When Achilles popped up on the injury report, I was like, wait a minute. I thought it was just a calf.
It's not good.
Well, that means there's going to be a lot of Jordan Mason.
It's just not good.
I don't think we're going to see 20 touches a game from McCaffrey.
Last year, Burrow had the calf injury.
And it lingered all year.
All year.
Yeah. They just lined up a shotgun. He didn't even move. Remember the Monday night game he had where he was destroyed?
Yeah.
Destroyed quick slants and wide receiver screens. And I think Jamar Chase had over 10 catches in that game. He hit the over on a prop that day. I remember that. But Jordan Mason is probably going to get a lot of carries. He's probably going to get 8 to 10 touches a game in a run game. They're going to have to.
Boy, can they? I mean, if CMC goes down for a big stretch, let's say he misses a month.
I think they could overcome it with Jordan Mason. Now, you know what, though? I know Steiny hates this. But pass blocking is an issue for Mason in the pass game.
And that's where you're going to have to keep juice in there a lot more than you want on those types of situations. Not that he can't catch the ball in the backfield and block very well, but like it's different. I mean, CMC is one of the best weapons in the game. This is not good. It's not a good way to start the season.
Madden curse.
I mean, just football, like playing running back.
I just one suggestion here, as we have all the roasters in here. That Eagles fan cannot come into the studio. I love him. I thank him for coming, but he cannot come into the studio with that hat and that jersey. It's not happening.
Did somebody pay somebody to come in wearing Eagles gear?
It's a troll job. It's a troll job, and I ain't having it today. I'm not having
What's
it.
His name?
I don't care. I don't care what his name is.
We're calling Philly Dave.
Philly Dave. I'm not calling him that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.